WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. 12 days after Hamas terrorists killed at least 1,400 people across Israeli villages, President Biden visited Israel in a show of unwavering U.S. support. The president also cautioned Israel to do everything it can to prevent casualties as it battles Hamas in Gaza. Airstrikes have led to more than 3,400 Palestinian deaths.
President Biden says he is outraged and saddened by the loss of life at the hospital in Gaza and reiterated the U.S. assessment that Israel was not responsible.
Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
A spokesperson for the National Security Council going further in a statement saying that while the U.S. continues to collect information, that current assessment is based on analysis of overhead imagery, intercepts, and open source information. Karen Travers, ABC News.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio failed for a second time to get enough votes to become speaker. This is ABC News. More than 2 months after the deadly wildfire destroyed the town of Lahaina on Maui, students are finally returning to classrooms.
It's been a controversial move to reopen campuses in Lahaina. Some parents are worried about toxins in the soil from the fire. Students have been traveling long distances to schools in other parts of Maui. This mom says she understands the worry, but she believes it's safe.
I mean, they spent 2 months testing everything and cleaning all the classrooms out, the schools, removing debris.
Those children who attended schools that burned will now go to other Lahaina campuses, some expanding classroom capacity using tents. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In London, climate activist Greta Thunberg charged with a public order offense. The 20-year-old arrested along with half a dozen other protesters during demonstrations against an oil and gas industry conference. Protesters accused fossil fuel companies of deliberately slowing the transition to renewable energy for higher profits. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A $5 billion federal initiative will help Wisconsin city and state leaders advance plans to address climate change. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, the Wisconsin Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy has already received a $3 million planning grant through the Climate Pollution Reduction Grant Program. Governor Tony Evers has stressed the importance of achieving 100% decarbonization in the electricity sector and pursuing clean transportation goals. Wisconsin Democrats are reintroducing the Mental Health Care is Health Care legislation package in an effort to improve mental health care access for universities of Wisconsin students. The package failed to pass the assembly in 2021, but would have provided about $10 million in funding to improve staffing, training, operations, and bolster student health services at the universities. The bills would also promote mental health access in K-12 schools. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
GMN.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. The Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday, and it's a humdinger of a show for you today. Not only is Jeff Stein going to be showing up here in just a little bit, but Stephanie Miller joins us in the 4 o'clock hour to talk about the Sexy Liberal Show coming in on Saturday. Matt and Patrick here. Patrick, might as well, since I just brought up Steph's name, might as well mention we have a giveaway that we have to announce for the online giveaway from the social media pages for the Sexy Liberal Show, a pay-per-view pass. Who does that pay-per-view pass go to?
That is for Catherine. Catherine, you are our winner. We reached out to you. If you are tuned in, please check your messages. We've just got to get a little information from you to make sure. And I'll throw out there, since we are now just a couple days away, if you don't win, go to sexyliberal.com to purchase your pay-per-view pass.
Now, and I believe tomorrow is the last online we're giving away. Thursday, I believe it is. Correct? Unless I'm missing something.
I believe that's correct.
All right, so this is, I got one phrase for you, that this is your last chance to win it. Win this via the social media pages. And so if you don't know what we're talking about, on the AM 950 Twitter page, the AM 950 Facebook page, and the AM 950 Instagram page, we have a post that we're making there at 9 a.m. In the comment section, you just have to make a very specific comment, and then if you do so, you'll be entered in for the drawing to possibly win a free pay-per-view pass to the Sexy Liberal Show coming up on Saturday night. It's that simple. It really is that simple. So what you need to do for tomorrow, 9 a.m., we're done for today. We have our winner. But for tomorrow at 9 a.m., you have 9 until 2 tomorrow to go to the AM 950 Facebook page, the AM 950 Twitter page, the AM 950 Instagram page, and make the comment, I love John Fugelsang, which really, if you've ever listened to the show, you know that's more of an admission than anything else. But I love John Fugelsang, who will be part of the Sexy Liberal Show. basically, if you write in the comment section starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow until 2 p.m. tomorrow, I love John Fugelsang, you'll be entered in to possibly win that pay-per-view pass. Now, that's the last one we're doing online. I got one. I got a pass to give away today. I got a pass to give away tomorrow. Ooh. Ah, I think that's the words. Ooh and ah. So listen during the show for your chance to call in to win yourself a pay-per-view pass to watch the Sexy Liberal Show on Saturday, and then one more tomorrow, and then we're done. All right? All right. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Patrick, I am in the middle of one of the toughest tasks I have had for the last three freaking years, and now I'm doing it again. I've got to pick the pictures for the calendar.
Oh,
we're
boy.
We're going to do another calendar, folks. By popular demand, my gosh, you people are relentless. So I'm having the same problem I have. I've learned this about this. This was not in my a club in my bag when I started off on the course. Okay, which I didn't think I'd be doing. I'd be a photographer for a calendar. At least not, you know, tasteful nudes. But, I mean, and OnlyFans page. That being said, I have the same problem I have every single year. I have one or two months where I've got 10 solid, absolutely great photos. Mwah, easy peasy, no problem. Then I have some months... Not really. And as a matter of fact, there is one month, I'm not going to say which one because I don't want anyone going to look at the calendar when eventually get there, that I'm struggling a little bit. I think I got it covered. I think I've got it covered. But man, this is called a spoiler. All right. So just keep that in mind. It's coming back 2024 bigger than before. All right. Well, actually, I don't know if it's actually bigger than before. It's 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I was up to like 11:30 last night. This is, yeah, When did I become a professional? I mean, seriously, have you listened to this crap fest? No. All of a sudden, after all these years, you people want me to do something like I'm actually a knowledgeable adult. Look at me. I'm going to work. Da, 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 da. You know, come on, man. Fine. 952-946-6205. How do you keep squirrels off of pumpkins, man?
I'm going to let you answer that.
Well, I'm not going to get, I mean, I don't have like guns or anything like that. That's a quick way to do it. I'm not looking to do that.
It kind of seems a little bit more overkill. Like there's more of a danger to the pumpkin than to the squirrel.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, but the pumpkin's taking the beating one way or the other. And, you know, in the past I used cayenne pepper, which is a hoot because, you know, birds don't have taste buds, but squirrels do. And they don't, I don't know if you're aware of this, they don't really have a spicy palate. It's nuts, acorns, stuff like that. You know, they're not really into that. And, you know, so you can put a little cayenne pepper on it. They get one little taste of that. They don't want to bother. But then we had all that rain and it washed it all off. And I'm getting ready to do my carving. There's not a safe pumpkin within my realm. I'm going to be doing some carving, making some pretties, and I don't want those damn squirrels in there anymore. So, I mean, if you've got any hints or suggestions, I'm not against your advice. That is something that I will gladly take. And what I don't necessarily want is just let them have it. It's nature's splendor. Yeah, okay, fine. I just spent an hour and a half carving a pumpkin. I want my nature's splendor to be out there standing for a little bit, okay? Plus the fact I've got fat squirrels. I don't have, like, lean squirrels trying to make it. I got squirrels that basically, you know, yeah, they're huge. I got, you know, the Dom DeLuise squirrels. I mean, that's what I've got. I don't need to be feeding them anymore. I mean, when they're stopping going up halfway up the tree and wheezing, you know, I think that, I mean, for their own health and safety, I don't think they need any more pumpkin seeds. Who's breathing heavy? Oh my God, it's the squirrels.
It's like, okay, guys, I think you're ready to hibernate. I think you're good.
I think they're ready to hibernate for like the Yukon territory, frankly. They got layers. There's marbling. Ugh. You can get fine steaks off these creatures at this point. They're getting big. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Well, let's preview the old news cycle before Jeff Stein gets here to talk about this. Oh, look, Jim Jordan lost a speaker vote again. And as a matter of fact, he actually has fewer votes than he did the last time. He lost, even though two people flipped their votes to Jim Jordan. Boo. Four people switched their vote away from Jim Jordan. Yay! And he has lost again. Now, if you haven't seen this, and I'll bring this up with Stein, if you haven't seen this, there is a chart on the New York Times that talks about the speakers and where they actually were compared to the mainstream of their party at that time. And it goes all the way back to Tip O'Neill on the Democratic side. And it shows where the Democratic Party was as far as kind of a base point for the average of the members to what side of the party the speaker actually kind of represented. You know, were they a progressive? Were they a moderate? Were they more of a traditional Al Gore Democrat in the center of the party? It's interesting because probably the most non-contingent to the traditional Democratic House member we've had is Nancy Pelosi. She was more liberal, more progressive by quite a bit than the standard Democrat at the time she served as the Speaker of the House. Doesn't mean she didn't really have most of the votes. She did. She had a lot there, but at the same time, she was, you know, she wasn't there. What is amazing about this chart, though, that the New York Times has, is it shows how the Republicans, Newt Gingrich was barely a moderate back when he became the Speaker of the House. I mean, I know that he's a horrible human being. I mean, seriously, just absolute scum on the bottom of the pond. He is disgusting. But when he was Speaker, he was actually kind of a moderate before the far right of the party started pushing that party to the right. And if you look at the chart, you see that the not only has the position of the party gradually moved further and further to the right, but the speakers as well. What's really remarkable is how extreme Jim Jordan is as far as a speaker candidate. He is truly the most extreme far-right speaker candidate we could possibly have ever seen in this country. Yeah, there is that. I mean, that's saying something. And that is amazing on a few different levels, because on one side of it, it is, okay, wow, it's remarkable how far to the right the Republican Party has gone. What's even crazier is he's close to becoming the speaker. He's at 199 now. And so 199 House reps think that a guy who would be the most far-right extremist House Speaker in the history of this country is the guy they want. I mean, it is remarkable how much the Republican Party has actually changed. I mean, it is truly remarkable how much it's changed. There was a bit of a surprise today from the Minnesota delegation. Representative Pete Stubby Stauber voted against the GOP's latest House Speaker nominee on Wednesday as the tumult continues to freeze the party. Now, I want to stop right there and talk a little bit about Iron Range Republicans, because I have spent a large portion of my time up on the range. Now, I believe Stauber's district now encompasses pretty much most of the tribal region, so the Native American vote is very strong in his region. He's got Duluth, which is blue, blue, blue. I mean, it might even be more blue than Minneapolis. So you have that. You also have some suburban areas there. You have a lot of red area, but you also have that district decided on the range. And that district is, when you talk about Republicans on the range, sure, you have the psychopaths who have like a sign out in front of their property talking about big government failed us again. The person who lives there doesn't understand that people driving past at 55 miles an hour don't have time to read 16, plywood boards painted with your referendum, your diatribe. Apparently they don't understand that. I mean, that people would have to slow down for it. And I mean, that's just them. There are also the Republicans on the range who are blithely stupid. And what I mean by that is the ones who scream, I don't care if the mine pollutes, jobs, 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 jobs. That's all they say. And their entire argument is based on that their body of water will somehow, the one that they go to, whether that's their house they live on or where their cabin's at or their favorite fishing hole, that body of water won't be impacted by the mining, but the other ones are fine. I don't care that much. So even though that you could end up destroying the tourism of the Iron Range, which is very much predicated on the quality of lakes and the fishing up there, and of course the quality of swimming and boating and stuff like that. No one wants to necessarily swim and boat in a toxic soup. They basically will push for this, even though that if this goes wrong, it will devastate. I mean, it will devastate the North Country, because tourism, as much as you guys like to say mining, it's tourism which brings in the money up there. And if people don't want to go up there because you've polluted the land, they're not going to be hiring more people at the mines. And that's just going to be the case. And plus the fact that the vast majority of those people are probably not going to be Minnesota jobs anyway. They'll be non-union jobs shipped in to work the mines and toxify the population. I'll just, go back to look at what they did at Line 3 out in Bemidji. There were some pretty ugly elements that came into this state with that pipeline. That being said, there's a lot of Republicans up there that are Republican, but they're also, they've got this kind of environmentalist vein to them, which will say, I believe in mining as long as it's not going to poison the land. I believe in business as long as the lake is clean, that sort of thing. Why do you think whenever these mining groups, Antofagasta and the large Chilean group or any of the other ones, why do you think they spend as much money as they do talking about, we promise, even though we've never had a clean mine in the history of mining, this time it will be different? Why do you think they spend all the money on that? It's not to convince me or you, because there's no chance in hell I'd be on board for Antofagasta coming up there and, you know, touching a pebble in Minnesota, let alone, you know, building a mine. It's because they have to convince those Republicans who are not delusional nutbags with plywood, you know, agendas painted on the outside of their cabin. They're not the jobs, jobs, jobs at all costs, because, of course, they're going to save my lake. Wait a second here. I thought we had a deal. No, there are these Republicans who do not want to see the Northland destroyed because they understand we need the tourism. I don't want my lake. I don't want to be told I can't eat the fish out of my lake anymore, whatever the case may be. So these companies spend a lot of money up there trying to court these moderate Republicans, which still exist on the Iron Range. Generally pro-union, generally pro-environment. So that's why there's always this, you know, tap dance that they do about, we're going to bring union jobs back when they don't bring union jobs back. We're going to do this environmentally safe when there's no way in hell they're going to do this environmentally safe. I say this, I predicate this because Pete Stauber didn't vote for Jim Jordan. And I think that's a sign that he sees the cab coming down the street with its doors wide open, that if he goes along with Jim Jordan, that he will not win Minnesota 8. We'll talk more about that when I come back. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChamblattFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go. Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
Do you really want it? Do you really want to taste it?
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. So, Republican U.S. Representative Pete Stauber voted against the GOP's latest House Speaker nominee on Wednesday. As the turbulence continues to freeze the party, Stauber, who waved off a question from the Star Tribune about his vote shortly afterward, was among 22 Republicans who broke from the party and opposed the far-right Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan. The Minnesotans' vote was a turnaround from Tuesday when Stauber joined Minnesota's three other congressional Republicans in supporting Jordan on the first ballot. Stauber's office was mum earlier this week about who he was supporting in the speaker's race. Jordan, by the way, failed to win the speakership once again today. Republicans decided to try a second vote. Stauber opted for Arkansas Representative Bruce Westerman. Patrick, you any idea on Bruce Westerman? I can't say I know anything about this guy.
I don't either.
Jordan won 199 GOP votes, but lost the speaker race for the second round overall, and the path forward to the White House Republicans remains unclear. A spokesperson for Stauber did not immediately respond to a request for comment after his vote. A small group of Republicans went against most members of their party earlier this month in a historic drive to remove Kevin McCarthy from the speaker's role. Now, I should mention, McCarthy lost that vote by, what was it, 8 votes. 8 Republicans switched sides. No one since has even gotten close to that margin. And there is, they're trying to get Poindexter, who's the temporary speaker, who really doesn't have any power. They're trying to figure out if there's a way they can give him power, basically, as the temporary speaker to do some things. But really, the laws are kind of clear. You have to have a speaker. The inter-party rebellion led by McCarthy being ousted from the post he long coveted, with enough Republicans siding with him while he won no support from Democrats. All 4 Minnesota congressional Republicans supported McCarthy. So this is Stauber basically realizing that Jim Jordan is not going to be something he can sell during the general election. It's one thing to, try to shut down the government and try to get some sort of concessions or something of that nature. It's another thing to have to go into an election season and say, oh, yeah, that guy who basically Jim Jordan called a 10-year-old rape victim a liar. And when it was proved that she wasn't lying, he never once apologized. The coward just deleted his tweet, and he was refused to comment on it otherwise. Once again, Jim Jordan called a 10-year-old rape victim a liar. He also, by the way, you should read up on what he did at Ohio State when his athletes that he was in charge of with the wrestling team over there were being violated in the school locker room, and he did nothing to stop that. But then there's the whole, hey, guess who was part of the January 6th intending to overthrow the government of the United States? Jim Jordan. That's right. He's a traitor. He's a horrible human being. And I think that Pete Stauber, this is admission from Pete Stauber, that even he can't, in his district, it's just enough of a toxic vote by moderate Republicans that it could end up costing him the district. So he's himself is moving away from him. I don't know where this goes. Like I said, we're going to talk extensively with Stein about this coming up here in just a few moments. But I will also make the point of there is every Republican is coming out saying the Democrats are failing us. No, they're not. Hakeem Jeffries is not exactly the most moderate Democrat you'll see out there. He's not. He's getting every single Democratic vote. He's getting every single one. Even the far left progressives are voting for him. Even the moderate Democrats are voting for him. They're all voting in unison for Hakeem Jeffries. That's what called party unity is. You once again welcomed in a bunch of psychopaths who are only there for themselves, for their own press, for their own TV cut-ins. They could care less about a cohesive party platform. They could care less about a cohesive party agenda. They could care less about the government functioning and running. They could care less about their own constituents and gleefully applaud the pain that they're about to inflict on their own constituents by trying to shut this government down. That is who they are. That is who they are. And they basically want the most extreme because they know, especially when it comes to, we talked about that school district south of the metro where about a quarter of the school went out there and was part of a racist attack on and bigoted attack on multiple people. That's a sign of what really is out in these communities. That's a quarter of the people out there. They're learning this at home. That's the families, this pro-Nazi agenda that's out there. That's what you're seeing. That's who these people, they've created these such safe Republican zones that they're pandering to near Nazis or actual Nazis. And that's where they think that they're going to get their base. That is, and as long as the only media these people hear in these rural areas is, you know, far-right talking point after far-right talking point after far-right talking point, it's just cultivating a bigger and bigger mess. You guys can't lead. You guys are pathetic. But, I mean, once again, they're trying their hardest to blame the Democrats. Obviously, a lot to get to with Jeff Stein on this. We will do so when we do return. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. And a reminder, the phrase for tomorrow on the social media page is, I love John Fugelsang. There you go. Enjoy. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
2023 is here, and you can make it the year of the Eagle with the National Eagle Center. You and your family can enjoy exciting eagle experiences, including field trips, private habitat tours, and exclusive behind-the-scenes tours. Meet live eagles up close, view bald eagles and golden eagles in the wild, and receive personal one-on-one education with dedicated and knowledgeable eagle experts as you journey into the world of eagles like never before. Learn more and plan your unforgettable eagle experience today at nationaleaglecenter.org/experiences.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffel, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP. Or snapconstruction.com.
My grandpa Jim Warner treated his customers like family, and Warner Stallion is still doing that today. I'm Angela Warner, and to thank you for 69 years, Warner Stallion Appliance is offering unbeatable savings of up to 40% off, free dishwasher installation, and no interest for 2 years with your Warner's card. Plus, go to warnerstallion.com for an exclusive $50 coupon. These deals end October 18th, so hurry into one of our 10 Minnesota stores. You'll love your new appliances and Warner Stallion.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 60, tonight cloudy with a low around 48, and Thursday cloudy with a high near 59. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour Show is back with a virtual show October 21st, and you can win a free pay-per-view pass. Just listen to Matt McNeil weekdays for the password, then comment on our social media post by 2 p.m. the next day with the password. Winners will be revealed during Matt's show. Check AM 950 social media for details.
Jeff.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert and noted author. You can find his books at Next Chapter Books, as well as also totallyiowa.com, the Iowa Business Report, which is quite good, and the Iowa Politics Report, which is also, they come to us from KXEL, Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is kind enough to join us today. Hey, Jeff.
You know, I love John Fugelsang.
You do? Oh, well, you see, you have to then write this, I do too. I mean, and it is more of an admission. Along.
I'm trying to help.
Let's just give him a pass.
Well, we'll get you set up with a sexy liberal pass, okay, Jeff? So you can enjoy that. By the way, the I Love John Fugelsang is what you need to put on the social media post tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the Twitter page, the Facebook page, and the Instagram page for AM 950. And reminder, a little bit later on this show, we'll give away a free pay-per-view pass as well for the sexy liberal show. Jeff, that being said, hey... There's been some fun stuff going on over there at the U.S. House. I have never seen anything like this. Has there ever been in the history of this country, not including like if, God forbid, a speaker died or something like that, has there ever been anything even close to this in the history of this country?
No. No. Very simply, no. I mean, the fact that a speaker was removed by a movement led by his own party and getting all of the other side to go along. I mean, that's how the whole thing started, remember? The thing that's interesting is it did not take much to throw McCarthy out, right? All it took was just all the Democrats banding together, and they only needed a few Republicans. They got more than they needed. But after that, could they get to 217 with anything? No. A little bit of history, you know, when McCarthy went through his 917 ballots or however many it was back in January, it seemed like forever. The lowest number he got at any point was 200.
Yeah.
He got 203 on the first ballot. So what did Jordan come up with yesterday? I think 201.
He was 201, 199 today.
And the thing that was interesting was, and normally I wouldn't watch every little bit of this, but I was doing a national show, so I had to watch it in real time. And they were saying at the time, the folks who are covering this and counting votes, yes, he may flip a few after the first ballot to come on over, but he was going to lose at least that many. They said yesterday at best it would be a wash, and instead he lost ground. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do they go from here? Jordan says he's going to keep trying. Now, at what point do you turn that around? But what's the alternative? This is the problem. And I don't mean to make light of it, but I said it last time or as soon as they threw out the speaker. Okay, the dog chased the car and then finally caught it and didn't know how to drive. Well, that's what happened here. There was that small group that wanted to get rid of McCarthy immediately. No game plan.
Has there ever been a more, and this is obviously a question very easily you might not know the answer to, has there ever been a more conservative candidate for Speaker of the House than Jim Jordan? I don't think there has.
It all depends on how you define things, but in our current vernacular, probably not. Because remember, over the decade or so that we have known him as a public figure, he was the backbencher. He was the thorn in the side. He was the anti-leadership guy. And over the past few years, he tried to modify that demeanor so he could be part of leadership. In other words, I'm going to work my way to the leadership rung so that then I can affect change from within. Well, that has led to a lot of hard feelings along the way. And the way this speaker thing has played out has not helped. You know what's in the oddest twist of all? The person who comes out of this looking the best is Kevin McCarthy, of all people.
Well, and he does, and if they're right, I want to get back to him in a little bit.
Sure.
But one of the things what I find to be fascinating about this is that what we are seeing, I don't know if you did see the New York Times the image that they put out where it showed how the Republican Party's speakers and nominees have moved further and further to the right since Newt Gingrich, and how they are, you know, really that Jim Jordan is way out on the outside. When this country, when political parties really started, which was kind of from the Jeffersonians, it was, you know, the Whigs and the Democrats, but they've pretty much agreed on like 90% of things. It wasn't until the Whigs basically said they had to be pro-slavery like the Democrats that the people, you know, rejected them and became the Republican Party. But even still, after the Civil War, it wasn't until the 1950s and 60s where this grand divide started to becoming wider and wider. And so for a guy like Jim Jordan, the fact that he even gets 199 votes, I think is a bad sign about how extreme the party has gotten on the Republican side. And yet, you know, they don't have the candor to come back and say what they should. Let's give Kevin McCarthy the job back. Let's just, you know, Matt Gaetz, if you get in the way of this, we'll make sure we get you out of office tomorrow and we'll do whatever we need to do. But, you know, there just doesn't seem to be that rational voice to say, you know, even if I have to get a few Democrats on board, let's get McCarthy back in there.
Well, with regard to the fact that he gets 200 votes shows how far off the rails the Republicans are. Yes and no, because remember, there were a lot of folks who voted to keep McCarthy who said the only reason that they did was because of timing. They didn't like him. They held their noses to get him as speaker to begin with. They didn't like how he was handling the budget. But because we were in the midst of a continuing resolution, kick the can down the road situation, they were willing to see if he could deliver the goods by Thanksgiving. And I say Thanksgiving, in essence, the time the next CR would expire a week mm-hmm. before. So there were a lot of folks that I heard come to microphone saying, I don't like him, I don't trust him, but I'm going to vote to keep him in because of what's going on. All right, so then he's gone. And he comes out and says, and he played with this, as you recall, well, you know, I'm not running for speaker again. Well, if the conference wants me, no, I'm not running for speaker. Now, he's all over the board on it, which I can understand. There's a lot of emotions there. I think a lot of the people who, because let's face it, Scalise and Jordan are not the same person.
No.
And so, you know, the big pro Scalise folks don't like Jordan and vice versa. You're only getting the 200 for Jordan, in my view, because of the fact that they lost McCarthy. They couldn't even get Scalise close enough to a vote. There's a sense of we're running out of time for the budget. Hamas has attacked Israel, et cetera, et cetera. We got to get going. All right. And so they're exhausting on their side, the Republican side, who could get to 217. Well, if it's not Scalise and it's not Jordan, and the only way McHenry gets into this with as a temporary speaker with additional powers, the only way that works is if you get Democrats to cross over. And what do you have to give up to make that work, even if it's a 30 or 60 day appointment? And I got to tell you, McHenry sure likes sitting on the speaker's balcony. And I'll come back to that in a moment. But I mean,
it makes him taller. So, sorry.
The bow tie started spinning. No, it's a matter of if they can't deliver Jordan. Well, okay. The original point is a lot of these folks don't want Jordan, but they don't want the chaos. They want to look like they are governing. And so they're willing to go along because in their mind, we'll throw him out next time. But if they can't deliver Jordan, you know, by Monday or Tuesday of next week, McCarthy's going to be looking pretty good, which is kind of a frightening thing in and of itself. But let's talk about McHenry, if I can, because, sure. You know, he was so upset about McCarthy getting voted out and he banged the gavel so hard he almost broke it off and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Why are you then posing for pictures 24 hours later, sitting on the speaker's balcony with your phone in your hand, your, you know, feet up, reclined, got a beautiful view? You know, it's kind of like, well, I didn't want the upgrade to first class, but now that I'm here, I can't imagine going back to cabin.
Can I actually,
I think is going on.
Can I add something to that? The fact that his first thing as the acting speaker was to throw Nancy Pelosi out of her office. That told me he's playing politics. He wants that seat and he's trying to appeal. He's a relative unknown trying to make a name for himself. I think at the end of this whole thing, it's either going to be McHenry or McCarthy is the speaker. But what do you take about, you know, last night, apparently after the first vote, Jordan pulled Scalise aside and said, hey, I need your help with these moderates. They need to get back on board. And Scalise said, nah, I'm not going to help you with that. You know, it's like, well, you know,
because if you believe the backstory, it was that Jordan did not offer enough help to Scalise to get him over the top. In other words, they, you know, remember the history on this. McCarthy's thrown out. All right, so then the Republicans have a vote to see, is it Scalise or Jordan? Who's got the most votes? Who's then taken to the floor? And Scalise won. And Jordan supposedly did not provide him the back behind-the-scenes support. He came out publicly and said, oh, yes, let's vote for Scalise. But it wasn't the kind of twist-some-arm support necessary. And so now Scalise is saying, see how it feels? But, you know, the McHenry thing with regard to Pelosi's office, the story, and I think we talked about it. If we didn't, I'm sorry. But I thought the story that came out later was that McCarthy, and let's be clear, McHenry is a devotee of McCarthy. His power derived from McCarthy. His loyalty is still with McCarthy. All right. Other than his own aspirations. Supposedly, McCarthy thought he had a deal with Pelosi. Maybe it's a wink and a nod thing about, hey, if I need help on this, you're going to back me up, right? Because we're both from California and et cetera, et cetera. He thought he had her support. When that did not materialize and no Democrats came over to save him, that's when the retribution started. Now, Pelosi's defense, she was with her poor deceased colleague at the time and wasn't in Washington.
She was at a funeral. And the fact that they basically...
No, she wasn't just at a funeral. She was the official escort with the body of the late Senator Feinstein. It's not like she just attended. I mean, this was a huge thing.
But you see,
why she wasn't there.
And the fact that they did that while she was doing that, that it was political. I mean, there was a political element to it.
It was horrible. It was just horrible because, again, even if you thought you had a deal, even if she reneged on the deal, consider the circumstances of why the woman isn't there. Consider the optics of it. And I've been to the Capitol, not much, but it's roomy. There are places they did not need the space.
A lot of people are pointing towards Jordan's campaigning with the help of the swollen wound that is Sean Hannity. The fact that they went out there.
What did you say?
The swollen wound. I was going to call him Baby Huey, but, you know, that would be that'd be an insult to Baby Huey. The beasting victim.
Wasn't that one of the bands that you used to play bass for, the Swollen Wounds?
Oh, yeah. We used to do some really, really fine takeoffs on Dexter's Midnight Runners. Never mind.
Dexter's Midnight Runners. Turn in your 80s music card. It's Dexy's.
Dexy's. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Somebody help. Brad, help me with this. Anyway, go ahead.
Is it?
I don't know. For a while here on the video, it was somebody else's show in the corner, so I thought I'd trade it up. But no, it's back to you.
I will say this.
Yeah.
A lot of these moderates are saying the fact that it was such a threat. There wasn't a, hey, we're going to do, I mean, this is why Jim Jordan is so dangerous. Jim Jordan wasn't out there saying, okay, what bills do you guys want passed? I'll make sure they come up for a vote. It was, you'd better support him or else. And they unleashed Sean Hannity and his crew onto the, onto these moderate, Republicans. Mm-hmm. And some of them even have their wives getting nasty text messages and stuff like this. There's a lot of people that have pointed to the fact that because of that tactic, that the fact that he never really reached out and said, what would it take for me to get your vote? It was more of, you'd better vote for me or else. That is what has basically killed his speaker chances. I agree with that. Your thoughts on him unleashing the Hannity on the moderates.
Unleashing the Hannity. That's now going to become a hashtag. The story apparently was that after the... it was sometime around the time that Scalise and Jordan were jockeying for position in the caucus. Jordan's answer was, America wants me to be speaker. Okay. First of all, I have no idea if that's true. Second of all, I could sure hear him say it. Because third of all, because of some of the punditry out there pumping him up, he's got the sense that he's, you know, the great hope of America. And America wants me to be speaker. I don't care. It's not a vote of America. It's a vote of members of Congress. So forget what America wants. How about you do you know, what you're supposed to do. You're not for the same reason. I mean, think about this. This is how crazy this all got. Fox offered to moderate a forum on television between Scalise and Jordan, and they each initially accepted. Now, what business is it for Fox to say, well, let's put these two on here? Because again, weren't they supposed to sort of make their cases to their colleagues? Now, yeah. I'm not suggesting that things should be done in secret. I'm simply saying, what's the network doing staging a cage match like that?
Well, and it's this idea, okay, Michelle Bachmann, when she was representing here, there was people asking if she was ever going to run for Senate. She was smart enough to realize she had no chance. She had a custom-made district that was able to basically keep getting her elected, but the reality is if she would have run for statewide office, she would have been annihilated. That's what you got with Jim Jordan. He wouldn't win statewide in Ohio, I don't think. I don't think, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene would win statewide in Georgia. Boebert wouldn't win statewide. In Colorado, I think what you've got with these people is this is what Jim Jordan's coming up against. He's coming up against this wall where, as you talked about before, he thinks I'm as meant to be, the Speaker of the House. America wants me. No, they don't. there's quite a few people. Clearly they don't, because you're not Speaker at this point. But the reality is that these people buy their own press. And this is one of those rare cases where you see someone who really shouldn't be trying to take on such a large role, trying to do so and getting a 2x4 to the face when they realize, oh, no, I still am, even though I'm probably more popular with extreme far right policies than we've had in this country in a long time. The reality is I'm still a long way from being something that the masses are going to be demanding.
Well, again, define masses, and this is the problem with the echo chamber of media these days. People only consume what they want. They don't want their beliefs challenged. They only listen to that which makes them feel good. So Jordan is not listening to anything outside the echo chamber and his own group of sycophants who tell him how great he is. I don't recall Scalise having a spokesperson speaking to the media all the time during the speaker situation. Jordan has a spokesperson who's talking to the media about the strategy. Okay, maybe we're just a little too full of ourselves. I recall the Gates element when McCarthy couldn't get elected. He was hanging out in the speaker's office because it was presumptive. And Gates sent a letter to the, it's the clerk of the house or the sergeant at arms or the chief gendarme, I don't know, whatever it is, saying, hey, there's a squatter in that office. You need to padlock the door. Well, Jordan is toggling between his committee chair office and the speaker's office to try to arm twist. Okay, I guess I don't. To me, the speaker's vacant. The speaker's office is vacant. There is no speaker. Just shut the door and turn off the lights. The level of hubris among some of these people. And I guess if you're going to hold a position like this, you got to be pretty confident about yourself. But holy cow, read the room.
Well, we're going to try. We're going to take a break. We're going to try to read the room and try to figure out our best bet is, A, when does the Republicans get a speaker and who will that be when we do return? Jeff Stein joining us, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Is your home ready for the holidays? Be honest, how does your carpet look and smell right now? Okay, maybe you have a carpet disaster on your hands, but that's why you should call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Some people hire a deal of the day carpet cleaner to save a little money, but trust shouldn't come that easily. Don't DIY it. Call Zero Res because you know it's safe and effective. That's why this month you can get 3-room Zero Resified starting at just $149 and take $75 off when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. Spell it forward or backward, it's the same. Zero Res. Refresh, restore, and protect your investment. Call Zero Res to clean your business the right way so your floors and surfaces stay cleaner longer without the harmful chemicals the other guys use.
Hi, this is Todd from 30 Bales on Main Street in Hopkins. My co-founder Tom and I developed our restaurant to celebrate everything Midwestern cuisine has to offer. Our upbeat neighborhood gathering place brings together bright personalities, bold recipes, clean ingredients, and craft spirits that play with the unique flavors of the Midwest. The menu at 30 Bales is inspired by seasonal ingredients grown close to home. Find us across the street from the Hopkins Center for the Arts at 1106 Main Street with plenty of free parking. Go to 30bales.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us with his usual Wednesday visit. And one reminder, you do have another chance to hear this. On Sundays, we re-air the Jeff Stein interview on AM 950. Jeff.
Why?
I don't know.
Nobody needs this. By the way, I'm contributing here via, what do we call this, StreamYard?
Yeah.
And so usually I can see you. Well, for whatever reason, today it's freezing. So like I just see you like every 15 seconds. So it's kind of like max headroom, and it freezes at some really unique facial expressions. I'm trying to decide if I like streaming Matt or glitchy Matt. Better.
Glitchy Matt is, oh, come on, man. I mean, it's just, that's just pure gold. There's your Christmas cards right there. Screen grab at your leisure. All right.
I'll do what I can. Yes.
Okay. McCarthy lost, what was it, 8 votes? That's what he lost by, right? When he got booted out?
McCarthy lost by 8 votes.
Yeah, on the Republican side. I mean, stop looking at the Democrats. This is on the Republicans. He lost by 8 votes. No one else has gotten close. At some point here, I think that the rest of the Republicans are going to go to Nancy Mace and the rest of these guys and saying, we're a laughingstock. Stop it. Just get over yourselves or else we will get rid of you. And I think McCarthy will be in there because I just don't think McHenry has the traction to get more than a few weeks. You know what I mean?
Well, and the thing is, in order to get McHenry, they don't have 217 Republicans right now to do anything.
Nope.
Even give McHenry a 30-day pass or whatever it would be. You need crossovers. And right now, it's not in the Democrats' interest to cross over. Meanwhile, what's going on in the Senate? There's talk about aid to Israel bundled with aid to Ukraine. And if the Senate acts and then the House can't, well, who's going to, in essence, get their way in terms of public opinion, in terms of framing an issue? I mean, I'm going to tell you right here, and you can correct me when I'm wrong when I join you on Wednesday, but if this is not settled by Tuesday, then there's going to be the push McCarthy movement.
Yeah.
Because these folks are going to come home and they're going to hear an earful. Congresswoman from Southeast Iowa flipped today away from Jordan and voted for the Appropriations Committee chair.
Yeah.
Woman from Texas. I don't remember her name. It's not important. That Iowa representative has a huge fundraiser back home. Friday night, presidential candidates, everybody else, lots of her donors. Do you think she's going to hear an earful about this, as will the other members of the delegation who show up? See, if everybody goes home for the weekend and there's no speaker, Tuesday it's going to be, we're knocking heads, and if it has to be McCarthy, it has to be McCarthy. And can you imagine the vindictiveness with which he will rule if he does get it back?
And really quickly on that, I mean, is the fear that far right's going to have is that if you put McCarthy back in, you're not going to get him out again?
Well, exactly. Because again, they thought they drove a stake through his heart, and apparently not. Because he's still on TV constantly. Why is that? The resurgence, that's why.
They got his spleen. They're off a little bit, you got to be...
Well, it was dark. They hadn't done it before.
You got to have better aim than that. Go try some lawn darts. All right, Jeff Stein, once again, the Iowa Politics Report. We'll post that a little bit later on. And, of course, you can listen to this once again on Sunday. Thanks, Jeff. Hour 2 coming up next.
I'm Candy Bravel.
I'm Elizabeth Sullivan.
And I'm Kelly Wagner.
Energize yourself with AM 950's Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday Shine Radio radiates wellness, consciousness, and curiosity.
Join me, Candy Bravel, for Green Tea Conversations at 10 a.m.
Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth at 11 a.m.
And the Being Curious Show at noon.
Our lineup focuses on igniting your own self-discovery and personal wellness.
Tune in every Sunday for Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And let us guide you on an inspirational journey each week.
Minnesota's program for news, information, and perspective at the intersection of mobility and technology, it's the Tech Mobility Show. I'm Ken Chester, your host. I cover evolving mobility and technology trends and topics in a way that's easy to understand. Things are changing fast, and it's easy to get lost in the flow. By tuning into the Tech Mobility Show, you can stay informed about the latest happenings with electric vehicles, personal privacy issues, climate...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.